Blog Talk Radio.
The Greymoor Friars present the Ave Maria Hour. Greymoor Friars Monastery is located on Atonement Mountain, near Garrison, New York. Adjacent to this famous monastery, one sees St. Christopher's Inn. Homeless men from all walks of life come to this famous inn. These men are fed and sheltered by the Greymoor Friars, and no distinction is ever made of race, creed, or color. You are invited to listen to the concluding chapter of this dramatized series on the life of Christ, brought to you transcribed by the Greymoor Friars, who have offered this series with the hope that this vivid portrayal of the life of Christ has helped to awaken in you a deeper personal love of God and a firm determination to strive to prove that love in your daily life. Now, our closing chapter, The Ascension into Heaven.
And it shall come to pass after this, that I will pour out my Spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, your old men shall dream dreams, and your young men shall see visions.
When Jesus appeared before his disciples, where they were hidden in Jerusalem, they rejoiced, and he spoke to them.
Peace be to you. As the Father has sent me, I also send you. Receive the Holy Spirit. Whose sins you shall forgive, they are forgiven them. And whose sins you shall retain, they are retained.
Now Thomas was not present at this time. And when he came to the others, they all surged about him to tell of the miraculous things that had happened.
Thomas, we have seen the Lord.
As he came to us here, he sat at that table and ate of the fish.
And where is he now?
We do not know.
He said we were to remain in Jerusalem for a while.
What? We should flee this place before they put us to death.
Thomas, after he told us to remain?
The rulers will ferret us out and put us to death.
No, no. Jesus would not have us wait if that were so.
We must remain.
But how can you be sure he's the one that you saw?
Simon Peter has seen him. Mary, the woman who told us of the angel.
Are we to believe women overwrought with grief?
As were all of us, but...
That is my point. We're all borne down with grief. Men who think fervently on a subject often see that which they ponder in their minds, like a thirsting man on the desert who sees water where there is no water.
Thomas, do you still doubt when we all have told you? We did see and speak to the Lord.
It's not that I doubt your word, but I would like to have seen him with my own eyes. How can you be sure it was he?
Thomas, we too were skeptical at first, but he revealed the marks on his body. And then sat there and ate a fish all present saw it.
I wish I could believe. I want to believe it.
Is there no way we can convince you, Thomas?
You must believe what we've told you.
Unless I see in his hands the print of the nails, and put my finger into the place of the nails, and put my hand into his side, I will not believe.
Oh, Thomas.
And after 8 days, the disciples again came together at their hiding place. And there was much discussion with Thomas, because he continued to doubt the reality of what the others had told him.
As I've said many times, our imaginations lead us to see what we think deeply upon. And so powerful is this, at times that we can actually see the presence of one deeply loved. A man who has lost a beloved spouse can, in his grief, put her before his eyes and have conversation with her.
Oh, we but waste time in this discussion. Thomas will not believe, for he rejects anything he's not seen with his own eyes.
John, I want to believe. I pray that what you've told me is what actually happened. But I... Well, I don't want to be misled.
Misled? By what, Thomas?
I know how fickle the imagination is. And I always restrain myself when it's a question of something I want to believe very deeply.
But when your own companions tell you...
Peace be with you.
What's that?
It's the Lord. Come back to us.
But I bolted the door. How could anyone get into it?
Thomas. Bring here thy finger.
Yes.
And bring here thy hand, and put it into my side. And be not unbelieving, but believing.
My Lord and my God.
Because thou hast seen me, thou hast believed. Blessed are they who have not seen and yet have believed.
And now the Pasch was ended, and most of the pilgrims returned to their homes, and the 11 returned to Galilee, for the angels at the tomb had so directed them. And they gathered on the shore of the Sea of Tiberias, and to supply themselves with food, they fished, and they waited for they knew not what.
I'm going fishing.
We also go with you, Peter.
It will soon be dark, Peter.
I intend to fish during the night and use the long nets. Come. Come, all who wish to go with me. All right, lad. Cast off. Cease rowing. Up sail.
The net's empty. We haven't found the right spot yet.
Cast out the nets. We'll try again. Nothing.
Day is breaking. We may as well return, Peter.
I... Row to shore.
Young men! Ahoy on shore! What do you want? Have you any fish?
No!
Cast the net to the right of the boat, and you will find them.
Pay no attention to him. Let's go on.
Wait. Perhaps he can see better from shore where they are.
I don't see anything.
The sun is striking the water. Let's cast where he says.
Yes. Over the side with the nets. Quickly now.
James, quick, give Give me a hand. Net's swarming with fish. I can't pull in.
Never have I seen a catch like this. Well, John.
Yes, Peter. Once before, you had a catch like this. After a night of useless effort.
Yes, yes, I remember.
It is the Lord.
Peter, wait. Where are you going?
I'm going to him.
Call him. Call him quickly. The Lord stands on the shore waiting for us.
Lord, we have been watching for you.
Bring here some of the fishes that you caught just now.
Yes, Lord. Make fast. Haul in the catch and count the fishes. Take some first to the master.
$153, including those we took to the fire.
Never a catch so large. And yet the net's not torn.
Come and break fast.
Take of the bread I break for you, and of the fishes. And they ate. And none of those reclining dared ask of him, Who art thou? Knowing that it was the Lord. When, therefore, they had breakfasted, Jesus turned to Peter and spoke.
Simon, son of John, dost thou love me more than these do?
Yes, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee.
Feed my lambs. Simon, son of John, dost thou love me?
Yes, Lord. Thou knowest that I love thee.
Feed my lambs. Simon, son of John, dost thou love me?
Lord, thou knowest all things. Thou knowest that I love thee.
Feed my sheep. Amen. Amen, I say to thee. When thou wast young, thou didst gird thyself and walk where thou wouldst. But when thou art old, thou wilt stretch forth thy hands, and another will gird thee and lead thee where thou wouldst not. Follow me.
This is the place, Peter?
Yes, I'm sure.
Is he here?
No, but I've not had time to look around.
But didn't he say that he would meet us here?
No, Thomas. He but directed us to come to this mountain.
But why, then, if he was not...
I do not know, nor did I ask. I but obeyed.
Wait. There's someone approaching. It is he. My Lord. My God.
Oh, Master.
Master. Lord. We have come here at thy bidding, Lord. What would you have of us?
All power in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you. And behold, I am with you all days, even unto the consummation of the world.
And speaking thus, he gave commandments through the Holy Spirit to the apostles, whom he had chosen. And he showed himself alive after his passion, by many proofs during 40 days, appearing to them and speaking of the kingdom of God. And after a time, the disciples went up to Jerusalem, for the feast of Pentecost was at hand. And while eating with them, Jesus spoke,
"Do not depart from Jerusalem, but wait for the promise of the Father. For John indeed baptized with water, but you shall be baptized with the Holy Spirit not many days hence."
"Lord, wilt thou at this time restore the kingdom of Israel?"
"It is not for you to know the times or dates which the Father has fixed by his own authority. You shall receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you shall be witnesses for me in Jerusalem, and in all Judea and Samaria, and even to the very ends of the earth."
And after speaking, he led them out to the Mount of Olives.
"Peter, look. The Master has stopped. He raises his hand.
He is blessing us.
John. He moves heavenward. Oh.
There are two men here. Strangers. What are you?"
"Men of Galilee, why do you stand looking up to heaven? This Jesus who has been taken up from you into heaven will come in the same way as you have seen him going up into heaven."
They were angels.
"Let us return to Jerusalem and depart not from there as he has charged us. And let us with one mind continue steadfastly in prayer with the woman and Mary, the mother of Jesus, and with his relatives." "And now we are assembled, 120 persons who are witnesses to Jesus. And I say to you, brethren, the scriptures might be fulfilled which the Holy Spirit declared before by the mouth of David concerning Judas, who was the leader of those who arrested Jesus. Inasmuch as he had been numbered among us and was allotted his share in this ministry. And as you know, he hanged himself. And now the scripture must be fulfilled which says, his ministry let another take. Therefore, of these men who have been in our company all the time that the Lord Jesus moved among us, from John's baptism until the day that he was taken up from us, of these one must become a witness with us of his resurrection."
"I put forth Justice. I put forth Matthias."
"Thou, Lord, who knowest the hearts of all, show which of these two thou hast chosen to take the place in this ministry and apostleship from which Judas fell away to go to his own place."
"Let us draw lots."
"I hold before you my two hands, in one a black bean and in the other a white. He who selects the white bean shall be numbered among us. Justice, which hand dost thou wish me to open?"
"The black."
"Matthias, you will be numbered with the 11 apostles of Jesus."
And when the days of Pentecost were drawing to a close, They were all together in one place. And suddenly, there came a sound from heaven, as of violent wind coming, and it filled the whole house where they were sitting. And there appeared to them parted tongues of fire, which settled upon each of them. And they were filled with the Holy Spirit, and began to speak in foreign tongues, even as the Holy Spirit prompted them to speak. And when the sound was heard, the multitude gathered and were bewildered in mind, because each heard them speaking in his own language. But they were all amazed and marveled.
Behold, are not all these us speaking Galileans?
How have we heard each his own language in which he was born?
What does this mean?
Ah, they're full of new wine.
And now, the hour was at hand. The shepherd was gone. The vicar remained. And he had been charged to feed the lambs. The jeers, the laughter, the wonderment rang out to the ears of those blessed with the Holy Spirit. And Peter, standing up with the 11, lifted up his voice and spoke out to them.
Men of Judea, and all you who dwell in Jerusalem, let this be known to you, and give ear to my words. These men are not drunk as you suppose, for it is only the third hour of the day. But this was what was spoken through the prophet Joel. And it shall come to pass in the last days, says the Lord, that I will pour forth of my Spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. And moreover, upon my servants and upon my handmaids in those days, will I pour forth of my Spirit, and they shall prophesy. And I will show wonders in the heavens above, and signs on the earth beneath, blood and fire and vapor of smoke. The sun shall be turned into darkness, and the moon into blood before the day of the Lord comes, the great and manifest day. And it shall come to pass that whoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Men of Israel, hear these words. Jesus of Nazareth was a man approved by God among you, by miracles and wonders and signs, which God did through him in the midst of you, as you yourselves know. Him, when delivered up by the settled purpose and foreknowledge of God, you have crucified and slain by the hands of wicked men. But God has raised him up, having loosed the sorrows of hell, because it was not possible that he should be held fast by it.
Speak on!
This Jesus God has raised up. We are all witness to it. Therefore, exalted by the right hand of God, and receiving from the Father the promise of the Holy Spirit, he has poured forth his Spirit, which you see and hear. Therefore, let all the house of Israel know most assuredly that God has made both Lord and Christ, this Jesus, whom you crucified.
Brethren, what shall we do?
What can we do?
Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins. And you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. For to you is the promise and to your children, and to all who are far off, even to all whom the Lord our God calls to himself.
And thus, when the shepherd had ascended to his father, the vicar spoke out to all the people, because he was filled with the Holy Spirit, and he bore witness. And many were pierced to the heart, and upon receiving his word, were baptized.
And it shall come to pass in the last days, says the Lord, that I shall pour out my Spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your old men shall dream dreams, and your young men shall see visions.
This is Father Robert, and I want to thank you for listening to our rebroadcast of the Ave Maria Hour. For 100 years, Graymoor has been known as the Holy Mountain, where the friars devote themselves in working for Christian unity and interreligious understanding, offering respite for those in need of spiritual renewal, staffing parishes, and serving the homeless and those suffering from alcoholism, drug addiction, and HIV/AIDS. They have been called to heal wounds, to unite what has fallen apart, and to bring home those who have lost their way. If you would like us to remember you in our circle of prayer, make a donation, or to receive information on obtaining copies of today's broadcast, write to me, Father Robert, Friars of the Atonement, Graymoor, Post Office Box 300, Garrison, New York, 10524. I would be happy to hear from you. I hope that you will join us again for another episode of the Ave Maria Hour. Until then, I ask for the blessing of God upon you and those you love. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. And may he look upon you with kindness and give you his peace. Amen.
Or visit our website at www.atonementfriars.org. Again, that's www.atonementfriars.org.